Good morning and welcome to our Manna podcast Bible study. Hey, last week when I had the opportunity to spend a little time with you, we talked about the value of trials. And that seems strange that value and trials would be in the same sentence, right? But for us as believers in Christ, we realize that our helplessness through difficulties is actually to our benefit, because what we do, hopefully what we're doing as believers in Christ, is we're crying out to Him, we're pursuing Him, we're seeking Him in worship, we're seeking Him in the truth of His promises in His Word, because God has designed trials to be our benefit so that we might depend on Him, be dependent on Him, not the U.S. government, not Joe Biden, not Donald Trump, not man, but in God. So, and Jesus blesses us because he removes the dross. And what is that dross? Well, primarily what that dross is, a lack of faith, a lack of trust, and allowing fear to fill us. And so God removes those things because He wants us to trust in the promises that He's given to us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 3, it says, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." You see, God fills us with His Holy Spirit as we put our trust in Him, and He strengthens us. That's His design of dependence. And so we're going to jump back into the blessing of what that means, but also the recognition that, man, if that's where we've been, if we've been in a place where we're just being crushed by those trials and we can't find our way out, and it's like we can't break this cycle in our lives, God has hope for us. God has, a plan for us. So let's pray. And then we'll get into the rest of our study. Lord, thank You that You do have a plan not for our calamity, but to rescue us, a plan for our future and our hope. And so, Lord, fill us with that assurance today, that assurance that our hope is in You. Thank You, Jesus. In Your name we pray. Amen. So back in Proverbs chapter 17, we had left off at verses after the crucible is for silver and the furnace is for gold and the Lord tests the hearts. You know, the point is God wants to do a work. He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to cry out to Him. But then it says in verse 4 and 5, it says, "An evildoer listens to wicked lips, and a liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. Whoever mocks the poor insults his maker, and he who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished." So God says, man, if this is where you find yourself, if this is the people that you've surrounded yourself, and this is the character of your life, and this character continues to repeat its pattern of lies and deception, of heartache, and not just indifference, but finding joy in the sufferings of others, that it's almost like there's a satisfaction that other people might suffer, and so you gain a satisfaction from that because in your suffering. Well, God wants to break that cycle. He doesn't want us to continue in that type of a cycle. In fact, it tells us in 2 Timothy, hang on here, let me get there, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "While evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." See, it's a vicious, vicious cycle, but it's a downward cycle. And the downward part, result, is destruction. And that's exactly what the enemy of our lives wants to do, is he wants to destroy us. And it's just this constant cycle. And it's like, man, how do I break that cycle? Well, God says it's through repentance. It's through acknowledging the truth of your condition and seeking God's salvation, seeking Christ to save us, right? To lift us up out of that mire. And so when that happens, when we cry out to God, when we ask Him to cleanse us, to change the continual cycle of our lives, give us new life, Here's what he does, is he gives us a new heart, that he fills us with his Spirit, but then he also gives us direction. And we find that direction in his word. It says, you have been acquainted with the sacred writings. This is still back in 2 Timothy chapter 3, speaking to Timothy, but speaking to us. It says, man, get acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ. It's not by works. It's through continual faith and increasing faith as we face the challenges of our lives. Increase our faith in Christ Jesus. Then it says, it tells us the purpose of the Word of God, because the Word of God becomes alive when we receive Christ and the Spirit of God is in us. It says, all Scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproving, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God, the new person of God, may be complete, equipped for every good work. You see, that's what God has. God has good works in store for us. It's not the good works first and then God loves us. No, God loves us, and because he changes us and he gives us direction from his word and wisdom from his Spirit, then that's where the good works come from. So let's go back to Proverbs chapter 17 and keep reading on. There's a cool moment here today, I hope, that you're going to enjoy too. So it goes on. Here's a way for the cycle to be broken. You don't have to continue to be caught up in that. God wants to try your heart to set you free. So now he speaks of grandchildren in verse 6 are the crown of the aged, and the glory of children is their fathers. So grandchildren are to be a reflection of our wisdom in guiding. And so what is that? That's wise ruling. The aged is actually referring to the wise men, the rulers that would sit at the gate of the cities and they would offer wise counsel. Well, what's that of? That's a picture then of us as parenting. Actually, is one of those areas, and it says parenting means that we are sitting at the gate of our children's lives, that we're there, we're present, we're part of their lives, we're engaged in their lives. Their lives matter to us, because our hope is that our influence will be a reflection of wise ruling in their lives, of them learning how to make wise decisions, keeping from those cycles of destruction. And so if you find yourself that you haven't done that, if you've blown it as a parent, you didn't parent well, well, guess what? You can break the cycle. You absolutely can break that cycle through repentance. And what I mean by that is you acknowledge the wrong that you had in your life and you seek God's forgiveness. And then you go to your children. And I don't care if they're your adult children. You go to them and you seek forgiveness from them as you recognize these are the things that were wrong and I've asked God to forgive me and now I'm coming to ask you to forgive me. And I'm going to do a better job of parenting. And maybe that's even with your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren. But break the cycle, right? Break the cycle, because Christ wants to rule at the gate of your city. Christ wants to rule at the gate of your life. He wants his word filling you. He wants his Spirit filling you so that your life can change. Here's God's heart. God is not ready to correct us and to condemn us. No, God wants to rescue us. Psalm 86:15 says this, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth." See, that's who God is. That's the heart that he has toward us, is he wants to redeem us, to give us new life. And so it's he has even a greater goal for us. In fact, we read about that goal in the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial." When you break that cycle and then your trust is in your faith in Christ through the trials of life. And he says, "For when he has stood the test, when you've endured," he says, "we will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." Well, you see, that same crown can be the crown that your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren can have, as you are the one who is the wise ruler of your own life and and going to them to help restore them and to bless them and to speak truth into them and trust in what God wants to do in their lives. Because, fellas, guess what? Remember what it said? It said that the glory of children is in their fathers. Guys, I don't know about you, but for my dad, even though he wasn't really in my life much at all, he was still my hero. Man, if there was anything that I could think good about my dad, I would, because I wanted him to be that superhero, right? But the truth is he wasn't. But yet there was a time when his life changed because he surrendered his life to Jesus. And all of a sudden, our relationship changed because he was speaking truth and I got the opportunity to share truth from God's word and what it meant to follow Jesus. And man, did it ever fill me up. And so, guys, you can do that same thing for your children, your adult children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. Won't you do that as you learn to surrender to Jesus and let him fill you up? Amen? Hey, God bless you all. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you next week.